Amen. Would to God that would be our personal testimony. Those songs that we sing, people say, why do you sing those old songs? Well, friend, they're true. Amen. There's so much truth there. And would to God that would be our personal testimony, living for Jesus. The Lord's blessed us this evening, and it's interesting how it worked out. I got a phone call this week and asked if a missionary could come through, and he's here tonight. Dr. Wilson Babu, and he's a missionary from one place in India to another place in India. And there's probably a lot of things about India that we forget or don't know, being distanced from there. We know it's a long ways away. We've heard some things before. And we support a missionary who's in one part of India, but it's an enormous country. And Brother Wilson has already shared with me some of his ministry, just some heart-wrenching details about what's taking place, the persecution that we're not aware of. We're afforded many things we take for granted here in the United States, many freedoms. And we cry persecution when really it's not happening. Really, it's not happening. Not to the degree that it is in other places. And the influence of Hinduism, the other religions, the poverty, diseases, and God is using Brother Wilson and his ministry there in India in many mighty ways. And you'll see some of that tonight. I want to show you a DVD or a video presentation, and then he'll share with us about his ministry and challenges from the Word of God. So let's go ahead and share that, Jennifer.
Populated nation on earth. There are more people in this one country than in the entire continent of Africa. There are more than 2,000 ethnic groups, and every major language and religion is represented here. The nation is incredibly crowded, with more than 18% of the world's population crammed into an area about one-third the size of the United States. Many areas of the nation are incredibly poor. There are more than 600,000 villages where the average worker earns $4 to $7 a day for 8 hours of manual labor. Worse than the poverty is the spiritual vacuum. According to Baptist missionary Wilson Billa, there are millions of gods, spirits, and deities that plague and confuse the population.
Thank God for the great opportunity to go through the scripture, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. It convicted me that go, teach, and baptize. Then I began to reach out the people and the gospel to the unreached area.
He says people will often listen to the gospel, but it is 8 to 10 months of direct contact before a person even acknowledges who Christ is and that the Bible is the Word of God. And even then, the persecution is harsh and swift for the new Christian. Day-to-day life involves opposition, ridicule, and often violence. In many villages, believers must live their new life in Christ secretly.
India is a very religious culture, but obviously it's filled with a lot of superstition, a lot of idolatry. Hinduism and all sorts of things. And so it's, I know those types of cultures are hard to break into with the gospel because they have, they just want to add one more God to their list and that sort of thing. So to get them to trust Christ alone, I know, is a challenge.
But after 30 years, our brother is seeing fruit. A Bible Institute has been established to train other men for the ministry.
The need, the teaching, then that burdened me to begin Dulos Bible Institute in the year of 2002. Ever since, I've been training hundreds of people to train and to be witnesses and to reach on their own people groups in India.
Brother Billa also ministers to those in his two states that suffer from leprosy.
Those are leprosy people, and I found out the people are dying without Christ. They need Jesus. Then my heart moved. Then I picked them up and put them into different places as a foster home, Shalom foster home, and giving them a food, clothing, education, and Jesus to them.
A tribal ministry with more than 200 children is established, meeting their physical and spiritual needs.
My prayer was, Lord, give me one village where I want to plant a church that is the body of Christ. That's what God enabled me. 30 churches could plant.
Dr. Wilson, it truly is a man of God who loves God, who's willing to sacrifice of his own self to give to the Lord, to see the gospel given to all of India.
He works under the auspices of Come International Baptist Ministry.
He's just doing amazing work. The things I read just puts us to shame here in the States, I think. But 31 village churches he started, and just the ministries he has with the orphans, over 200 orphans I think he serves, and the leprosy villages, and just all sorts of ministries he's doing. It's just a phenomenal job. He's faithful, he's fundamental, and we're thrilled to have him working with us and in association with our organization.
All of this without a vehicle. Billa relies primarily on public transportation. It has become increasingly difficult for Brother Billa to travel.
For example, he recently had to take a trip with his family that involved automobile, train, and buses. And this trip took over 24 hours to complete. Brother Bob is in great need of a vehicle.
His territory is vast, and he does cover a lot of area. Again, I don't know how he gets to where he needs to go and do all that he does in the mode of transportation he has, but it's a primary rural area, and so he just does a lot of trekking between the churches and all the ministries he has. I know the need is great. He would certainly aid his ministry and accomplish even more if he had the ability to have his own transportation.
Dr. Billa has, over the last 30 years, supplied the needs of 30 churches in a personal effort. He's come to a place where those finances have become very small and slim, and he needs help.
And so this is an appeal to you to consider taking on Dr. Babu for support in your mission budget.
The hand of God is on this man, and he truly has a desire and a burden to serve God. This is a man whom you can trust, not only with your finances, but through your prayers. This is a man who is going to serve God just as faithfully in his last 30 years as his first 30 years.
Brother Billa's hands are tied with such limited resources. Millions need urgent medical care, which opens their hearts to listening to the gospel. A dollar a day makes an incredible difference to an Indian child. $30 can cover an orphan's food for a month. Multitudes are dying physically because of poor medical care, and millions more spiritually without Christ. 31 village pastors and 7 Dulos Bible Institute teachers are struggling to take care of their family needs and ministry. Brother Billa covets your prayers and financial support to carry on this task God has given him. One man cannot reach all of India. But one man can reach some of them, those without Christ, those suffering from leprosy, those children abandoned by parents in a culture where life is expendable. how much better it would be for God's people around the world to be praying and supporting this vital work in one of the most populated countries on earth.
Bible says where there is no vision, people perish. India needs gospel very badly. Please pray and support and be partner in the ministry for the glory of God. Amen.
All right. Brother, would you come at this time?
I want to wish you in Indian way. You can take your both hands. Say Vandanalu. Try once again. Vandanalu. Just bow down like this. V-A-N-D, Vanda, N-A-L-U. Vandanalu. So, there's a meaning, one biblical meaning and cultural. One is Acts. We see there Apostle Paul, he says that when you meet one another, greet one another. That means it has been translated into vernacular Bible in our Telugu language. That's called greetings to you in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you say Vandanalu. In India, our fellow brethren Christians, we say. And much more in culture. Culturally, when you look into it, a person receives a help, a gratitude, the great respect to someone, say, Vandanalu. When you say Vandanalu, it is a big honor. And Preacher's wife, Jennifer, was asking, saying that in India, they say Namaste. Namaste is a Hindi word. It's whole India, they say Namaste. That's a greeting. But much more closer to the scripture, and each state has its own the thing. Namaste, Namaskaram, that's a Sanskrit word, the very origin of the language has been brought to Indian languages. So therefore, I'm delighted to be with you this evening. I know it is in the plan of God. I'm not here by mistake. And thank you, preacher, for having me this time, and even to the church. And everybody could understand my accent. Okay, good. Because Indian accent. This language, when I come to the language, I'll tell you how the things. You know, the India, second biggest population in the world. 1.4 billion. And soon they're going to take over China. And we have 3 million God, goddesses, people worship. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 million God, goddesses, they worship. And by the time and go and tell about Jesus to them, it takes a lot of tough time. That's not that easy. Because he has to, if at all, if he believes Jesus, he shows interest, he will add 3 million plus 1. That's the way they take it. For example, it took me 3 years. Because the reason behind, a person is already has a 3 million belief, practices he has been ever since in his life. He has to vomit all the 3 million practices, beliefs he has been practicing throughout his life. The second challenge, because one soul matters 10,000 people. To win one soul is not that easy. And we have a lot of persecution. You have seen there. Much more I've shown the preacher that we cannot be shown into the thing. There, really, when you look into the matter, when the person comes to the knowledge of Christ, for instance, young boy come to the knowledge of Christ or a young girl come to the knowledge of Christ of Hindu Orthodox family, that girl or a boy, nobody will marry them. Number one. Number two, if it is really, really angry, the family, the community, the religion people, they will send away from the house, chase them out. Or chase them out, the, out of the village. That's a very pathetic, that's a hard situation. And they don't know where to go. That's hard. It is where, as a church, we have to take care of them. It is a lot of challenges. And even India has a lot of caste system. There are 2,000 ethnic groups. They have their own dialects they have. Caste means each one have different caste. Caste, one caste, one caste. They don't shake each other. They don't talk each other. They leave aloof, aside. Very difficult. So that's the greatest challenge which I had in my life. How to take Christ to them. I don't use the word outreach or a gospel. I use the word, let me introduce Jesus to you. Let me introduce Jesus. They like it. When they know. So this is a lot of process. It says almost 8 to 10 months, and sometimes a year, it goes. Just imagine, constantly we have to go. Get the thing. Secretly pass on the scripture. Give them. And really very difficult to get a Bible. I want you to all to pray about the Bible. In our language, it costs $5. $5. A family can have a Bible. Because a Gospel of John and the Romans, if you give them, they throw it away. But this book stays in the home. Someday, somewhere, the people will read it. Because they respect the book, holy book. So that, I take advantage of it. They know they are anti-Christians. They have a Hindus. They have their own book. But they respect the holy Bible also. They throw away small tracts or a booklet, but not the Bible. So that was my burden. And to get this Bible, I had to travel 12 hours by bus or by train to buy it. Very difficult. But God's grace, now, if I'm able to pay $5, I can get one Telugu Bible to read the things. That says there. That means, by God's grace, I have been involved in a cross-cultural missionary. Not just a missionary, cross-cultural missionary. That means, I belong to one state, and moving down to another state means I have to learn the new language, new tradition, new culture, and everything. That means I could be able to learn 5 languages. The language which I'm speaking to you. You know that? The language which I'm speaking to you. It is I learned. 6 months I cried, Lord, teach me English. I don't know. Today I could be able to speak to you. I hope you everybody understand my accent. God is good. And I could speak all the languages. The preacher, the newsletter, the place, the call, I can speak that language, Kannada. Chanagidira. You got it? Chanagidira. Uta aita. That language, that the prayer letter I saw. And another thing, Uta, Bojanam Chesara. That's another language. Saptingla. That is another language. Chorundo, Chorukalicho, that's another language. The whole India, they speak Hindi, Kanakala. So like this, thus you should have an interest, dedication for the cause of Christ. How can I go introduce Christ to someone? Until unless you know the languages. And in India, we have 650 different tribal languages, ethnic groups, lot of culture and traditions. I cannot do alone. I moved on. I, prodigal son, went to his father, asked for it. Give me my portion of money. I asked my father, gave me. I took my ancestor's property. Past 30 years I put into the mission field, supporting to the evangelists and church planters, feeding these thousands of leprosy patients and the leprosy children. teaching them in a Bible school, Doulos Bible Institute. In Greek, is doulos is a servant. I strongly believe the servant. And when you take into the Greek word, the servant, and the Hebrew term, that the same meaning, it is a slave. Apostle Paul said, I am a slave for Christ. That means there's a different servant and the slave. The servant, he demands his labor. But slave, he never demands. That's what I believe. I want to be a slave for Christ in the Lord, in the ministry, past these years. I never looked after anywhere else. I know now the time has come. My support has become zero. Now what to do? Because these leprosy children, one incident I can tell you, when I began evangelism and the church planting, going to one village and another village, taking a small moped or hiring an auto rickshaw, they we call, or a bus, and waiting for a bus. In India, never bus comes on time. IST, Indian Stretchable Time. When it's a 7, it could be 7:30, it could be 8, it could be 9. So likewise. So with the hot sun, I was tired and waiting for the bus, wait to come, looking at the thing. Sun, later on, just I was peeping here and there, I could see and behind me there's a bush. People are really screaming. Some bad smell was coming out of it. Then I was curiosity, I was excited. I just walked inside. When I saw people are no clothes, the wounds, screaming, horrible, bad smell. What are these? These are the leprosy people, outcasted. They cannot live in a common place, living there. Then I felt my heart, if these people that die, they without Jesus, they go to hell. Yes. They need Jesus. Yes. Then I came back home, I told my wife about this situation. If we don't go, they die, they go to hell. My wife said, Viola, I said, okay, let's go. Tell about Jesus. And when we began to go, one of the incidents I can tell on my prayer card, I did not place there. You know what? Why? I want to make a difference. If really your heart is touched, if you want to really want to pray for me, please come to me, shake and take my prayer card. That will be a blessing. I count it as a family. I want you to be, accept me as a family, not as a missionary. That's the thing. Here you can see my daughter Jasper. She was a small baby, months baby. Everybody told when you take your child there, she'll get a leprosy. Because in India, already there are 250 different kinds of leprosy diseases are there. It is contagious, where they're dangerous, people are dying. By God's grace, she's 20 years old now. We have been eating with them, drinking with them. One of the incidents I can tell. One began. I took a 2 liters water of water bottle, hot sun, 104, 106, the temperature. Got water, got exhausted. My throat got stuck and coughing. And I'm talking about Jesus to them. People have some questions, answering to this leprosy patient. One of the leprosy patient guy went into the small hut. He came out with the yogurt. That's called, we call in India, curd, C-U-R-D, curd. He took it. And he began to bring, take this cup. I saw, answering a question, when I saw when he came out, I know his hands are pus, smelling, oozing, and God invented the fork, hand. He began to mix it, that yogurt. Took another cup of the water, started mixing it. Then I said, what is doing it? Then I thought, maybe he wanted to drink for himself. You know, finally what happened? He started walking towards me. He started walking towards me. That 30 seconds, my mind blew out. You know what? What is happening? I know it is a contagious. All the pus, sweating. This is, you should drink it. If I have it, gone. Number one, two things went behind me. If I reject this cup, they will reject Christ. If reject have this cup, they will have Jesus. If not, if I am not and one among them, then the gospel cannot be reached. Jesus cannot be introduced to them. Second thing, it came to my mind. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23, verse 25 says, "If you serve the Lord, I will bless your bread, I will bless your water, and I will take away the sickness in the midst of thee." That courage. By the time 30 seconds is over, he gave me, "Hold it, I was really coughing, thirsty. Then what I have to do? I have to quench my thirst." I took the buttermilk. "Lord, have mercy upon me. Bless this buttermilk. Sanctify it. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen." I began to drink. I myself, my children, my wife, I go with them, eat with them, then get involved. If you are not one among them, we cannot win people for Christ. I walk among the untouchable tribal people. I take the same challenge. You have to sleep on the floor. And whatever the food they have, we have to give, eat. Be one among them. That is the greatest challenge. And this is where I am. When I saw the children are dying, no medicine, no food, no clothes, because they have to live on by begging on the street. They're outskirts of the town. Nobody goes near to them because the smelling, it is contagious. It is horrible. Then I felt my heart moved. I began to pick them, those children. Put them into foster home. Then, for example, the children are from like Orlando. I take them to Tampa. Into public school. Because if they come to know, in Tampa they know these children are born to leprosy. Though nobody, the public school will not get admitted in the school. When I take them to Tampa, through our evangelist, they are the guardian, they'll go, "These are the children staying with us as a first shalom foster home." I don't call it as an orphanage. Orphan means no parents. I don't want to feel them that shalom in Hebrew, the peace. They are with us. They're mentally and spiritually and physically, they're at peace. The shalom home children. Such a way, now I have thousands of children are grown up. Well, they're scattered in different places. Now I have very small children of 221 children are with me. They need, they're really pathetic. They need food. Basic thing is food. $1 a day, it will help. $31 will help 1 month food. If you think a dollar for you, it is big or small, I don't know. If really you have a big heart, you can set up at $1 a day. The $31 will help 1 month food for one child. I'm praying each family, each individual on your side, "Lord, I want to be a blessing to one child, leprosy child. I want to be a mommy. I want to be a dad to them. If our family, we want to be a blessing to that child." If you can think, and you can share with your friends, because the people are perishing it. They need Jesus. These children tomorrow will be the church. If you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, you can think about it. This is what I want to live. This is all by faith. All by God's grace. I have been done it. To come over here, to ES, to attend this come conference, I came by faith, taking $2,000 loan, I bought my ticket, I came. If I don't take a step by faith, and I would have not been here. God is good. Because I'm from India, I cannot drive in America, I should have international license. I have to depend on somebody who can drive me here. And who can feed me? Where can I stay? Yes, I'm a prodigal in America. Because I cannot drive. Even though I drive in India, I know I have a license. Here, I have to depend on somebody. Now I have a good friend, Brother Jim, James, sister has been blessing to me. He's helping me out to driving me different places. And in future, I don't know. Everything I have to look unto Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon me. Who can feed me? Where can I stay? And how to go to different churches. So this is all the situation I'm going through because I'm sharing with you to the church if you can accept me as your family. That means you can pray. That's his heart, what my heart I shared with the preacher Joshua about this. I want to take your attention to the scripture. And after the message, if you have any question, and you can ask me. And if you're really hard and a burden to pray for me, after that thing, I'll go down. I'll hold my prayer cards in my hand. You can pick me up. There is a down at email. My email is there. You can write to me. That's a great comfort to me. You say that I'm praying for you. That's more than enough. If you want any information, I can send it. That's I want your prayer. Where there's a prayer, there's a might in it. That's what I believe in it. So please turn your Bibles to... I hope you understand my English accent. How many? Good. Praise the Lord. Majority. Good. I will be very slow and understand. Gospel of John. Familiar. Gospel of John 14 chapter verses 1 to 4. I think everybody knows that. And I'll read for you. Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 1 to 4. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way he know. Let us pray. Father Lord, bless your word. Use me as an instrument of God. Let your people of God could be able to understand and be blessed, Lord. Let your name may be glorified. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. The passage, you know, I'm not going to take a long time. The passage very clearly says Jesus already has come. He said he's going to come back again. Number one. There's two points I want to draw your attention. Here it says, I will go and prepare a mansion for you. That means he already done it. How many believe? Okay, good. You're all born again? Baptized? You're added into the body of Christ? You are looking for a coming of Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. And to dwell in the mansion. Isn't it? Do you know what is your mansion's number? Mansions means home. Okay? Mansions means your apartment. What is your apartment number? What is your mansion's number? You want to know mine? Mine is 11-8-1979. You know that? You don't know my... The day when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, August 11, 1979, is my mansion's number. Amen. Because the day when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, on the day your name has been written in the book of life. That's the number. Think of a day. Yeah? Think of a month. Think of the year. You remember your happy birthday. Yeah, there I saw so many happy birthdays are there. Huh? Say, good. Yeah. Spiritual happy birthday. Right, number, that's the thing. You have to take a challenge about it. So, mansions. He says, and you know, to take that, he says, he's going to come for, I want answer from you. Me. Everybody think that me, that's you. Isn't it? There is a lot of meaning in that. Do you think Jesus is going to come back for you? Uh-huh. You are saying yes, yes. Again, I want to ask. Do you think Jesus is going to come back, come for you?
Yes.
Yes? I will ask the question.
Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the bride cometh for whom? Bridegroom cometh for whom?
Who is that?
He's going to come to the church. You know what is the meaning of you? You got it? You got it? Now you have to take a challenge. That is you means not I. You have to take it. That means I'm going to come to you. To take you means the church. That means a lot. I'll tell you. Answer. Are you clear? Are you with me? People think this is going to come from me. You know why? I got a sickness. I've got a headache. Nobody taking care of me. It is health. I wanted to go. Jesus, when you are coming, take me. Don't be selfish. Don't wait for because of your weakness. Don't wait for Jesus because of your trouble. Don't wait for your persecution because of lack of fellowship is gone. Disappointed. You're sad. Waiting for Jesus when to go to come. No. Wait for Jesus. What he said, he's going to come for you. You means church. How can be church? You can be church. I want to make you the things. What do you mean the church? Where 2-3 are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. That's the Bible says. Yes. When I began to want to start a Bible school and when to want to plant a church, I began to pray and that was daily devotion in my life thing. Gave to Genesis chapter 17, 18, 19 chapters. There you all know that the conversation between God and Abraham. God said, Abraham, I'm going to destroy the Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, no, Lord. You know what is the God's number? Highest number, lowest number? What is the highest number? If you are a child of God, you should know God's highest number. His desire. It is the heart of God. If you are born again, if you are belongs to, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you should know highest number 50. Can you achieve? My point is. Lowest number, 10. God asks, can you show 50 righteous people? 45, 40. See God's mathematics. 30, 20, 10. He could not be able to show 10 righteous people. Then my mind, my heart got stuck. Lord, I need to train 10 people. I want to train 10 disciples. I want to train 10 pastors. I want to train 10 evangelists. Lord, give me 10. What should be your prayer? Can you say, Lord? Can you say after me? Lord, give me 10. What is 10? God wants each one of you all to bring 10 souls from you into the body of Christ, into the local church. When was the last you went to the knocking the door? When was the last you went to the nursing home? When was the last the tract you gave to someone? When was the last somebody you invited into the independent Baptist church, into the local church, the body of Christ? God, before your end of your life, justify 10. Through me, 10 people I need to bring into the knowledge of Christ. If you are not unable to bring a knowledge of Christ, your business is to bring unsaved people into local church, into the independent Baptist church here. Number one. Number two, your preacher business to preach the gospel to him. Number three, Holy Spirit business is to convict. He's the sinner. He'll be added into the body of Christ. Where the challenge lies? It challenge lies in me. That is you. You means what? 10. That means you means two, where 2-3 are gathered in my name. I'm in the midst of them. That means you means the church. Jesus is going to come back to the church. That means don't look at and people you should know. These are the 10 I should bring to the people into knowledge of Christ. My dear church, this evening, God wants. Just imagine, you know, God in 2019, you are here. By the end of 2020, God wants a gift from you. Every month, one. That's all. Every month, one. You pray, Lord, get me one. Not 1 million. Money or anything. Get me, Lord, one unsaved soul. Lord, I want one someone to bring. Get me connected. Lord, I'm carrying one booklet, one track with me. Bless this track. Bless this booklet, Lord. Lord Jesus, whom can I give it? Lead me, guide me. That person can be attracted. He may be so interested so that he can come to the Independent Baptist Church. My burden, when I walked in, my burden is that Independent Baptist Church should grow and to establish, multiply. How? All the pews, otherwise all the church, should be filled by you. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 34, 35 simply. Maybe if you counted 30 people, each 10. How imagine your church will be. God wants it. He's going to come for you means 10. You means church. That's what I want to challenge you. I'm here because God asking, can you fulfill the heart of God? That is His heart. If you don't fulfill His heart, how can you expect God can fulfill the desire of your heart? Pray. Lord, have mercy upon me. Use me as instrument of God. God used the people in the Old Testament, the New Testament, whether educated, uneducated, whether with a small child, an orphan, the leprosy, anybody people are used, they are being witnesses for Christ. Don't be away, don't be aloof, or don't be like out of 10 leprosy people got healed, only one was faithful. Don't remain like another 9. Don't be in that group. Maybe you may be saved. You know, why did God shed His precious blood and wash His your sins? And He accepted you and me into His body. We are added into this body. We are His children. He gave a power to become a children of God. John 1:12. That He could take it. Really, if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, if really it convicts you, you can get connected. How? You got a lot of media, Facebook media, WhatsApp, Messenger, or Emo, Gimo, Gmo, a lot of medias are there. Pray, Lord, get me 10. How can I get connected? Invite them. Get behind them. Into the church. That's all. Your business to bring in. Don't sing a hymn like, bring them in, bring them in, bring them. Don't sing. Don't be out of the lips. Not only preachers of the word, but doers of the word. Not the singers of the hymn, but doers of the hymn. Bringing in the sheep. Yes, let me bring the sheep. My friend, my mother, your own. Look here and there. You can find out who can invite unsaved people that are not going to the church. That only the matters. That's why God brought all the way from India to America to tell this. How? This is the day the Lord has made. If you believe this is the day the Lord has made, can you take a challenge in your life? Jesus is going to come back. That's true. That's why it's true. Your name is written in the book of law, book of life. That's your apartment is confirmed. That's true. Now, that apartment is empty. The mansions are empty. That has to be filled by you. By you. Oh, Lord, give me 10. Can you all stand? I'm making you to stand. Then you stand, that is a respectful. Indian way. Can you fold your hands like this? This is the way I give altar call here. Can you fold like this, each one of you all? And because this, when you fold like this is near to your heart, isn't it? Everything good or bad comes from heart. Now you can make a decision. Lord, make me worthy of a calling, Lord. Lord, I want to be a blessing, Lord. Give me 10. Lord, every month 1, Lord. Lord, I want to bring into Independent Baptist Church, Lord. Use me as instrument of the Lord. Mold me and make me. If you strongly believe, Psalm 89 verse 1, I know I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. What is that? Can you sing? Can you hold that and sing? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. Thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generation. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Because of the 10. God demands that 10 from you. When you make a decision, you will rejoice it. Lord, grant the 10, each one of them. Let be the blessing, the 10. The day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know that? We are the sons of the living God, of the living God. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. We are the sons of the living God. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are the sons, we are the sons of the living God.
Lord, we thank you for the challenge that you've delivered to us tonight. I do pray, Lord, that you'd burden our hearts to look outside of ourselves. Dear Lord, challenge us to see 10 people. I appreciated that challenge, Lord, that you'd pray for us, that you would just help us to pray, that we might reach one person. One a month is not too much. It's really a low bar. Help us, Lord. Challenge us to step outside of our comfort zone, to go further. We thank you for the servant that you've brought to us tonight, Brother Wilson. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would bless him and his ministry, burden our hearts to pray for him. Help us, dear Lord, to be on board with your ministry. And dear Lord, I just pray that you would make us more like yourself in the days to come. In your name I pray. Amen. Brother Wilson, would you go ahead on to the back? Let me encourage you. Keep him in prayer if you would. And if God so burdens your heart, go ahead and stop by, get one of his prayer cards, and just stay connected with him if you would, please. All right. As soon as he gets back there, I'll let you be dismissed. Thank you for coming tonight. And it was good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciated that challenge. And you are dismissed.